Good evening, fellow Americans, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks, and I'm thanking John Stadtmiller for having me on his program today, a little earlier today. We're trying to raise those funds to keep me on shortwave, and evidently, I'm not on shortwave right now, because Friday, remember, was the last day until we raised the money to prepay the program, and John told me that some donations did come in today, so we're almost there, but not quite, so that I can get back on shortwave on the news station, 50-50 shortwave. And so, folks, if you can do it, we sure would appreciate a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network on my behalf here to get us back on shortwave, so we're not down any more than a couple days here. And so, if you can, we would sure appreciate it very much if you just give a call if you'd like at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Or if you can send a donation out, just send it out to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can just put RBN, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We're just about there. Sad thing is we have to prepay that bill before they'll give us a month to run on it. So there's where we're at. We're almost there, according to John. And we appreciate all of you out there that have donated, and we're almost there. So thank you so much, folks. We dearly appreciate you. You're the ones that make things go. You know, it's very interesting. My first information I want to give you tonight is you and me making things go, and the hate crimes bill is gone, temporarily anyway. And that's the way we do things, just like this shortwave prepayment. We're going to get it done. So hang on there. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. This is that old cop Jack McLam up here at our headquarters for our two police and military associations, and just excited here tonight, excited because... you know, we see over and over again here at our headquarters, folks, when God's people get together and we go off and we attack God's enemies, not physically. I'm not talking about with guns and knives, bazookas and all that. I'm talking about attack the way God meant us to, and that is to stand up and speak out and stand against evil. We win. We win every single time, and it's just wonderful to see. And a little thing is this shortwave thing again. You know, we're just about there, almost ready to put my shortwave program back up. A few more donations, but a big thing just happened that you're aware of, and I'm still excited about. And thanks to Reverend Ted Pike for sending this over to our two police and military associations today. And it's a recap from him on how we defeated the hate crimes in the judiciary, the Senate judiciary. And I want to share this with you because we should all be of good cheer when we realize that God has not abandoned us truly when we get together and do what he tells us to do. And we know what we ought to do that's moral and righteous. We win every time. And it's so exciting to us here at our two police and military associations. Here's what Reverend Ted Pike tells us. He says, if freedom is to be preserved, we must have many more victories, such as the one we experienced last Thursday, when despite all odds, and it was all odds, folks, the Senate judiciary stripped the hate crimes legislation, S-1145, out of the Children's Safety Act. Absolutely amazing. It is because God's people got together and did exactly what God told us to do, and that's to occupy this land until his return. Take dominion, he said. And we certainly did that, praise the Lord. Reverend Ted Pike goes on and says, this was no fluke. It was the result of concentrated pressure on judiciary members. Such came, in my opinion, largely from the most potent reservoir of concern in America. Tens of thousands of diehard activists who listen to AM talk radio. He says far right. Well, Ted, you're not right. Far right is what the liberals call us and the communists call us far right. But he says listen to far right AM radio talk radio, meaning my program, Republic Broadcasting Network program. He says, after the House of Representatives suddenly passed the hate crimes bill on September 14, 2005, I knew this Orwellian legislation would race through the Senate Judiciary Committee and across the floor of the Senate in fast track to almost certain signing by our president. I therefore asked hundreds of thousands of listeners via dozens and dozens of broadcasts on AM talk radio, primarily the Genesis and Republic Broadcasting Networks, to do the unprecedented, he said, not just fulfill the usual call, your members of Congress obligation, but also contact every crucial Republican senator in the Senate Judiciary Committee. About 2 weeks later, I took to the airwaves again, requesting that they protest to all 55 Republican members of the Senate. Like sunlight, focusing through the prism on dry grass, the heat on the judiciary became intense. Finally, it broke into flame as Senator Orrin Hatch, compelled by voice vote of Senate judiciary members, to declare against the hate bill. The Children's Safety Act, modified to become the Sex Offenders Registration Act, S-1086, was then allowed to proceed through the Senate unencumbered by the hate bill. They took the hate bill out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Recently, for 2.5 hours, the call-in lines were jammed as two major broadcasts on Salt Lake City Talk Radio I roused the people of Utah against the hate bill. Such heat was good for Mormon Senator Orrin Hatch because 3 years ago he joined with Senator Edward Kennedy and Senator Gordon Smith in support of the modified hate bill, which was actually much more dangerous than the hate bill that we've just fought to a standstill. Hatch said it was time for America to grow up and pass the hate bill. Since then, because, folks, I'll tell you why, Senator Hatch has been a traitor to this country for the last few years. I mean, unbelievable the things he's voted for and promoted. Unbelievable. To be a Mormon, he's just an absolute wretch. And most of the Mormons I know are very upstanding, great Americans, okay? But Orrin Hatch just has gone into this globalist movement head over heels for whatever the reason. But as Senator Reverend Ted Pike says, since Hatch has come back to his former position and opposed the hate bill, well, folks, it's because of all the heat he's been getting from the Mormons and from all of us on Talk Back Radio, okay? And all of the listeners out there calling and writing and calling and writing over this Children's Safety Act, having hidden in it the hate crimes bill. So now Hatch is back on the side that he was on before against the hate crimes bill. But watch that disgusting character, because he'll sneak around behind your back and cut your throat, as he's done, and we've seen it here at our two police and military associations over and over again. He used to be a constitutionalist, and then for some reason he changed 180 degrees, but it was the absolute intense calls and the communication with the Senate Judiciary Committee that caused Orrin Hatch to get up and to modify his promotion of the hate crimes bill and side against it. So last Thursday, with fires of a Mormon consistency behind him, Senator Hatch took leadership in refusing to add Senate Bill 1145 to the Sex Offenders Registration Act. He showed himself to be a champion of all that love freedom. And somebody wrote on here, ha, ha, ha. No, he just felt the heat to the fire burning his derriere from all the good constitutional Mormons out there and the constitutionalists that love God and love freedom here on Talk Radio. That's what happened to Orrin Hatch. He's still a snake, so I just say watch him. Don't believe that he's come back to the side of the people. But anyway, praise the Lord, he felt enough heat from the fire of all the people calling that he sided with the people over this thing, and it's gone down. Over the past year, about 40 talk show hosts have been working closely with me, says Ted, warning of the hate crime bill's imminent passage. We were vividly aware that on September 28th, House members, by a symbolic procedural motion, voted 233 to 186 in favor of the hate crimes bill. Since then, the House has been poised to pass it at the first opportunity. After more than a year of preparation, vast audiences of the, here he goes again, far right were ready for action. I wish he'd quit saying that, because if he had ever read The Making of America by W. Cleon Skousen, he would understand that we're not in the far right, folks. We're in the golden mean, right in the middle. The far right is out to the far right, the far left, the communists are out to the far left, and if you believe in freedom, you come into the middle, and you are not for anarchy, and you're not for totalitarianism at the far left. You're not for anarchy at the far right. You're for constitutional government, which is in the center, called the golden mean. That's what our founding fathers were for. But anyway, Ted goes on to say, the far right, we're ready for action. That means you and me. This is a highly concerned audience, most of them, of whom have made the decision to get their news and views from shortwave or the internet. They have a concentrated pool of very focused activists who showed themselves willing to phone, email, and phone again exactly where and when it was needed. After the hate crime bill was approved by the House on September 14th, national right Christian leaders such as Dr. James Dobson and Beverly LaHaye sounded the alarm to their massive evangelical audiences. Without doubt, the response they generated enormously contributed to the victory last week. Results: victory in Congress for a change, hope for the future, and I agree with Reverend Ted Pike. Praise God. Hope for the future is when God's people get out of their prayer closets, get out of warming their church pews with their derriere, and get out and do what God told them to do. We got great hope for the future, folks, if we'll just do that like we did on this hate crime situation. But back into the battle, folks. The war is not over. There's no time to bask in victory because Senator Snake Edward Kennedy is determined to reattach the hate crimes S-1145 unmodified to the Sex Offenders Registration Act. If that fails, he may attach it to the Streamline Procedures Act, S-1088. Kennedy's staffers told me they are confident of victory considering the Senate's 65-33 vote in favor of hate crimes bill last year. Since a Senate vote could occur very quickly, even within a week, I encourage all patriots to go to their phones again, now. Keep up the pressure on the 55 Republican senators. Tell them, please do not add any hate crime bills to legislation before Congress. That simple, folks. Tell them, please do not add any hate crime bills to legislation before Congress. Also, let's start protesting to Democrats in the Senate. Folks, this is a very good idea because there are some Democrats in there, many, many Democrats, congressmen and senators, folks, that will succumb to the same pressure from the people. They do it. They want to keep their jobs. I hear the music out there, so we'll come back and finish up with Reverend Ted Pike, his report to us here when we get back. Just stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks. Good to have you here. And like I say, we're excited here because every few days, it seems like, or at least every few weeks, we're winning again because God's people are getting active, they're getting involved, and they're getting out where God told them to be, and that's in the streets on the field of battle against God's enemies. And we're just really excited every time we prove that we can still have control of this nation over these Luciferians that have taken over our government and government posts at the state houses and also in the District of Criminals out there. So here we go. Back into the battle. Senator Kennedy's doing his thing again. He's going to reattach the hate crimes legislation to the Sex Offenders Registration Act before the full Senate. And if it fails, he may attach it to the Streamlined Procedures Act. They think they're going to win because they had a vote last year, 65-33, in favor of the hate crimes bill that will destroy speech, freedom of speech and religion, at least Christian religion in this nation. Since a Senate vote could occur early within this week, remember, folks, we have to go back to our phones again, keep the pressure on the 55 Republican senators, but, and this is a big but, Democrats will vote against it, too, if we just put the pressure on them. Really, there's very little difference between the Republican socialist senators and the Democratic socialist senators, folks. Very little difference. They both hate the public to find out what they're really doing and put pressure on them. So Mr. Dobson, in a recent alert, described how Christian ex-homosexuals have been walking the halls of the Senate office buildings objecting to the hate crimes bill, which, you know, has a big portion in there to protect sodomites and those that are involved in deviant lifestyles that God said are very, very straight out there, that is an abomination. Hold on just a second, folks. Well, I'm sorry, I had to sneeze here. Okay, I'm back at it. They've been receiving... These ex-homosexual Christians have been walking the halls of the Senate office buildings, been receiving very courteous responses from Democratic senators. Some Democrats, Dobson says, are beginning to question whether special protection for homosexuals is really such a good idea after all. The lights are beginning to come on, folks, and they're beginning to think that maybe our traditional justice system is adequate to punish hate crimes. Folks, you know, most crimes of violence are hate crimes. If you pick up a baseball bat and hit somebody in the head with a baseball bat, you didn't do it out of love. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, okay? But, of course, they're trying to promote a destruction of the First Amendment and destruction of religion, Christian religion in America. That's what it's all about. But anyway, Dobson is right. We should contact our Democratic elected things just like we contact our Republican elected things and put the pressure on them just like we have the Republicans, because they're susceptible to pressure from the people, and they react the way the people want them to react when they think they're going to get voted out of office. So thank you, Dr. Dobson, for reminding us of that. It is very, very true. A Republican socialist isn't that much different today, folks, than a Democratic socialist, okay? Truly, their goals are identical. And they're in fear of the awaking masses out there more than anything on earth. These international totalitarians in the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party are scared to death of the awakening masses out there. And so let's scare them a little more. Let's make their phones ring and let them know we know what they're up to. So very good. Reverend Ted Pike says, tell it easy, tell it simple, tell it tactfully. Don't be saying nasty things to these Senate-elected things. Just say, please do not add any hate crime bills to legislation before Congress. Keep it simple, all right? And then call them again, and then call them again. Remember, I said last week, you're not going to be made to stand in the corner if you call more than once. And they may not even know you called twice, okay? So just ring the phone off the hook, and we'll put this thing down for another year. They'll be back again next year. Don't worry about it. They got to destroy the First Amendment. They got to destroy the Christian religion. That's the goals of these Antichrist people that are setting up this world government system. But remember, folks, God is in control. Their God, Lucifer, is not in control. They are not in control. We are in control as God's people. And when we do not do what God tells us to do, God allows his enemy to crush us and oppress us. Read the Holy Word of God and you'll see it happen dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Every time God's people turn their back on God, God would allow his enemies to come in and oppress the people and enslave the people, just like's happening today. But every time, every single time God's people turn back around and apologize and got down on their knees and asked for forgiveness, God granted a victory over his enemies once again. And I see that happening, folks. It's very, very exciting. I see it happening. More and more people are awakening and saying, hey, we shouldn't be just sitting around waiting to get to heaven out of here. We ought to be out in the field doing the work God told us to do. So we'll be right back with more after this break. By the way, we're going to open the phone lines up. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual deal for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Well, okay, folks, welcome back. We'll wrap this up here on the hate crimes legislation. Remember, the battle isn't over. We've won the first round here, but that evil Ted Kennedy and the others, you got to watch, because they're going to run it through if they can behind our back. So get a hold of Pastor Ted Pike, okay, folks, at his truthtellers.org website. That's www.truthtellers.org. And he's listed there, the 45 Democrats. Also, of course, has the 55 Republican senators there. And one independent, of course. There is an independent there. But call them, fax them Ted Pike's Power Flyer. That's power, very powerful Power Flyer he has there. And brief articles, which are posted online, just fax it over to them and make those phone calls. Keep it simple. Please do not add any hate crimes bills to legislation before Congress. And then say your prayers, folks, and ask God to direct you and give you energy and motivation to do this task. And once again, God's people win. If we don't do it, folks, freedom of speech in America will be just about in the dumper. And I see violence. You know, if we lose freedom of speech, I've talked to so many out there, police and soldiers included, who says once we lose the freedom of speech, we're going to see blood in the streets in America. And when they're arresting Christians for talking and telling what's in the Holy Scriptures, and put him in prison for years, I think they may very well be right, folks. So we don't want to see that happen. We want to have a peaceful redress of our grievances, and we can do that by getting busy and getting active just like God told us to. Now, I understand we've got a caller on the phone that nobody knows. It's that guy, Alex Jones. Yeah, let's go to Alex Jones. Brother Jones, how are you doing?
Hey, Jack, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Haven't had you on for a while. Good to hear your voice, brother.
You bet. I always enjoy listening to the Officer Jack McClam program. It happens to be on when I'm out doing errands and driving around or when I'm out doing yard work, and I tune in almost religiously every day. But, you know, I called in with some good news, and you know, we've defeated this thought crime bill for now, and when you say they're arresting Christians, over a dozen Christians peacefully praying. They charged 11 of them. They arrested dozens. Seven went to trial, U.S. attorney under Bush, trying to get 47 years in prison apiece.
Yes.
For kneeling and praying on a public street corner. I mean, this is the new freedom. This is what they'd like to do.
That's right.
You know, I haven't even mentioned that we shot that down, but, of course, it's back. I'm always so focused on the new thing, but it's very good that you brought this up, because, as you just stated, it's not over yet. But the reason I called in is that so many prominent people, Ron Paul on my radio show 2 weeks ago, said the government wants martial law to confiscate our guns, and they may use the bird flu to do it.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, that was Ron Paul coming right out and saying it. I mean, stuff's getting radical. I had Ray McGovern, number five in the CIA, Chief Reagan and Bush 41 morning briefer, saying the government may carry out terror attacks as a pretext to cover up what they're doing. And then I even had Scott Ritter, the UN inspector they tried to demonize. I even had him on it, and he said, yeah, the government may carry out terror attacks to continue what it's doing. And I had the Army general on, who they tried to blame for the torture when she wasn't even allowed in to the areas. She said it's 17 camps where it was going on. That was under military intelligence and a separate colonel. She wasn't even allowed to go into those areas. But the good news is that she's speaking out. And so many people, Officer McClam, as you know, are now coming forward. So many whistleblowers. Morgan Reynolds, chief economist. Paul Craig Roberts, number two at Treasury. All of these incredibly prominent people are just coming out, and they're talking so bold. They're a lot bolder than I am or you are sometimes. So I like it when I begin to sound a little passe, a little milquetoast, officer.
Yes, I understand, Alex, and I say that I believe, brother, and I want to get your opinion on this. We here at our two police and military associations talk about this as to why it's happening, and what we see is that these totalitarians, you know, that think world government's going to be just wonder, be a chicken in every pot, all of a sudden they're beginning to see what's coming down on America and the American people's freedom. And I think, brother, some of them are getting scared for their own grandchildren, children and grandchildren. Do you think that could have any effect on some of these people?
Officer, as you have done, I routinely I talk to high-level generals, retired, current, two-three-star, at 1 a.m. in the morning or on Saturday afternoon. And I talk to these people, and that's exactly why a lot of them are leaking and going public, because now we've gotten far enough down this rat hole that they're really, you know, this is the make it or break it. This is the, are they truly evil? Are they going all the way? And so many people who've denied, or kind of, oh, it's not that bad, or rationalize, or trying to keep their head in the clouds, you can't do that anymore. God is giving people a clear choice right now, and all this evil is being revealed. We're not out of the woods. Things are very bad, but there's also a lot of good. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. But the final comment I've got, I'll let you get back to your important information and calls. I've had two showings of my new film, Order of Death. It's not even out yet on DVD or VHS. And now I've expanded it from my showings a few weeks ago. We're going to have one final showing of this 45-minute documentary about the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove tie-in, all this new information we've discovered. I'm really proud of this film, and we're going to show my cut-down, remastered, re-edited, really just incredibly so much added to it. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove with a lot of new information. I'm going to show that hour-and-a-half film and my new 45-minute film at the Alamo Cinema. Remember the Alamo, and that's coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock, South Lamar.
I'd sure like to be there. Yeah, I hope as many people can get there as possible. Give that out again.
Sure. And last time I had this a few weeks ago, they sold out days before. This time, there are still some tickets left. If folks go to Infowars.com, they can link over to the Draft House, the Alamo Draft House website. It's on South Lamar, big, new, nice theater, stadium seating, seats 240. And it's just a great place to meet people. Go to Infowars.com and link over to the Alamo Draft House website. Get your tickets online. It takes about a minute or so. Very simple, very easy to do over at Infowars.com. Or if you're driving around in Central Texas or driving around in Austin, drive on down to the Draft House and buy your tickets ahead of time. Buy a ticket and bring your wife or bring your husband that hasn't woken up, or bring your neighbor or bring your pastor or bring your son or daughter. This is so important because I'm really proud of these two new films, the remastered Bohemian Grove and this new film, which is the Order of Death, and it's so important for people to see this. So thanks for letting me plug that.
Oh, no problem, brother. Listen, I love your work, and we've used it here tremendously. And it's always a blessing. So I just hope everybody that can will be there, and they will get copies of that when they're available and hand them out far and wide, because you sure know how to wake up the people, brother. So thanks for all you do, Alex.
Well, Jack, thank you, and God bless him.
Okay, Lord bless you, too. All right. Good. Yes, folks, I'll tell you what, you can't miss it. If you go down there, take people with you, okay? Don't go, just go by yourself. You don't want the choir, the only ones down there. Take people with you that have no knowledge about these things, or they're just beginning to get knowledge about it, and expand their minds down there. I can tell you right now, I've seen Alex's work. Matter of fact, I'm a member of his planet. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I'm a paid member of that. And every time I get a chance, I go on there and get educated myself more and more that I can. Anyway, okay, folks, the phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Yes, let's see. We have something here that was kind of a shocker to us today, folks, kind of a shocker. You know, was it last week? Yes, last week we talked about Bush and Blair, this secret memo, Downing Street, top secret Downing Street memo, of Bush and Tony Blair talking on the telephone that was recorded by one of the people inside and passed around, and it got out. It leaked out. And it talks about Bush saying that they're going to go to Saudi Arabia. They're going to go into Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Iran and North Korea to look for weapons of mass destruction. Or it says may also be dealt with over weapons of mass destruction. And we've told you that Bush got his shopping list several years ago, that he has to get into Syria and Iran very soon, because this is the takeover of the whole Middle East, get control of the oil. They have to go into Syria. Remember I told you they have to go into Syria very soon, because he's got a deal with Sharon, who gave him his shopping list, by the way, of all the nations that the international crime cabal that controls Israel. Now, not, this isn't the Jewish people. They know nothing about this. But Sharon is as evil as Bush and Blair are, and he's one of the international crime cabal. And so he gave the shopping list to Bush to go into Syria, because Bush and the internationalists have plans of sending a pipeline across Syria from Iraq into Haifa and into Israel, so that Israel can get 35 cents a gallon gas. They've got to get it done. So here today, we get this October 20th. Four today, Monday, came out from Larry Lawson. We appreciate him sending it over. And it is from Dan Simpson, member of the editorial board of the Toledo Blade newspaper and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who says that we have already gone into Syria, that we're attacking in Syria right now as we speak. I have no idea, folks. This is brand new today. I would not be surprised. We're checking it out. We're trying to check it out here at our two police and military associations. But anyway, Dan Simpson says this from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Toledo Blade. He says, I have suspected 6 months ago, and the U.S. Army and Bush administration civil officials confirmed U.S. forces have invaded Syria and engaged in combat with Syrian forces. An unknown number of Syrians are acknowledged to have been killed. A number of Americans, if any, who have died so far has not been revealed by U.S. sources, who, by the way, insist on remaining faceless and nameless. I guess so. They parallel with the Vietnam War, where a Nixon administration deeply involved in a losing war expanded the conflict fruitlessly to neighboring Cambodia is obvious. The result was not changed. In Vietnam. Cambodia itself was plunged into dangerous chaos, which climaxed in the killing fields, where an estimated 1 million Cambodians died as a result, were actually murdered as a result of internal conflict. On the U.S. side, no declaration of war preceded the invasion of Syria, in spite of the requirements of the War Powers Act of 1973. There was no indication that Congress was involved in the decision to go in. If members were briefed, none of them have chosen to share that important information with the American people. Presumably, the Bush administration's intention is simply to add any casualties of the Syrian conflict to those of the war in Iraq, which now stands at 1,970 some. The financial cost of expanding the war to Syria would presumably be added to the cost of the Iraq war, now estimated at $200 billion. The Bush administration would claim that it is expanding the war in Iraq into Syria to try to bring to the end the kind of screwy non-logic that kept us in Vietnam for a decade and cost 58,193 American lives. That's not including the 2,000 we left at back there at as POWs, MIAs, folks, such as Charles Dale, who was lost in 1968 in South Vietnam, who I wear his band on my arm still today. Bush administration, others would see the attacks in Syria as a desperate political move on the part of the administration with its back against the wall, with an economy plunged by inflation, a weak response to Hurricane Katrina, investigations of senior executive and legislative officials, and the bird flu flapping its wings on the horizon. The idea, I suppose, is to distract us by an attack on Syria, now specifically targeted by U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zelmay Khalidzad, okay. I'm probably not saying that right today. My tongue is all wet, and I don't have control over it, folks. And there is this tired old United Nations out there, an invasion by one sovereign member, the United States, of a territory of another sovereign nation, Syria, requires U.N. Security Council action. Some observers have argued that destabilizing Syria creates chaos there, even bringing about regime change for President Bashar Assad, would somehow improve Israel's security posture in the region. Well, all these nations are on Israel's hit list, folks, that they've given over to Bush. We're supposed to take over all those nations so that Sharon can fulfill his plan and the Zionist plan for greater Israel. And that's all those lands between the Nile and the Euphrates River, we're supposed to use American blood to bump off those leaders, take over their government, set up a puppet government, and turn it over, the land over to Israel. So this has some real history here when he says some observers have argued that destabilizing Syria creating chaos there, even bringing about a regime change against President Bashar Assad, would somehow improve Israel's security posture in the region. The argument runs that Saddam Hussein's Iraq was the biggest regional threat to Israel. Mr. Assad's Syria is second. The United States got rid of Saddam. Now it should get rid of Assad regime in Damascus. Yes. Well, they're next on the hit list, folks, and they got to get that oil pipeline across there. That's why they're taking out Syria. The trouble with that argument that it's going to boost Israel's security, whether it is made by Americans or Israelis, is that in practice it depends on the validity of the premise that chaos and civil war, the disintegration of the state in Iraq and Syria, are better for Israel in terms of long-term security than the perpetuation of a stable, albeit nominally hostile regimes of Syria and Iraq. The evidence of what has happened in Iraq since the U.S. invasion in early 2003 is to the contrary of that. Could anyone argue that Israel is made safer by the burning conflict in Iraq today? No, you surely couldn't, folks. Be back in just a minute, folks, with the conclusion of this report from a fairly well-respected newsman out there. So we'll be right back with more of Dan Sampson's article on We're in Syria, in a war there. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, now please understand that our police here and military are not validating this claim here from this Dan Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, retired diplomat, it says here, and a member of the editorial boards of The Blade and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And so we're not validating this. We just find it very interesting here that he's put this out there and nobody yet that we've found heard about it. However, we've been expecting it because, like I say, Bush is only a lieutenant in this international crime cabal, and he gets his orders, his marching orders, from the internationalists that are in charge of this international world government situation. And so we wouldn't be surprised at all. But let me finish this up here. He says here that that he doesn't believe, and we don't believe either, because it is not true, that Israel's security has been increased because of us attacking Arabs who didn't do anything to America whatsoever, never was a threat to America, and also was, as he said, a very minor threat to Israel, and us going over there and killing all these people and having our brothers and sisters killed, too, as mercenaries for this war for oil and war for Israel over there. So he's making some sense here. It does not improve their security. The evidence of what happened in Iraq since the U.S. invasion in early 2003 is contrary to that, he says. Could anyone argue that Israel is made safer by the burning conflict in Iraq that has now attracted Islamic extremist fighters from across the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. Absolutely correct. The Islamic world knows that they're all going down if they sit back and do nothing. Just like Christians in America are beginning to realize we're all going down if we sit back and do nothing. Now, we haven't gone to guns yet in this country. That could happen if the First Amendment is eliminated and Christians start going to prison for preaching the Word of God. It could come to that, but it hasn't yet in America. But the Islamic nation's people know they're going to be attacked and killed and driven out of their land, and puppet governments are going to be installed, and they're no longer going to be free, so why not fight? Saddam's regime was bad, but this is a good deal worse, and it looks endless, he says. Is there any advantage at all to the United States or to Israel in replicating Iraq and Syria, he says? Very good. Seems utterly crazy to me, he says. One could say, interesting theory, let's play it out. If it wasn't for thousands and thousands of American men and women, not to mention the Iraqis and now Syrians, dying in pursuit of that type of a policy. What needs to be done is for the Congress and through them, the American people, the United Nations and America's allies, the ones who are left, that is, to have the opportunity to express their thoughts on America's expansion of Iraq, the Iraq war into Syria, and folks then into the other nations, Iran, which is coming very, very soon. He says the decision to invade Syria is not a decision for Mr. Bush, heading a beleaguered administration, to make for all the rest of us. Hear, hear. We thank you, Dan Simpson, a retired diplomat, member of the editorial boards of The Blade and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, for a very stimulating article. Is it true, folks? Could be. Okay, we'll be checking it out, and we'll see what happens. Lord bless you, and we hope to be back with you tomorrow night. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.